What can you say? I mean, scored goals and we didn't, you know. How do you want me to describe it?
It didn't look like effort this last year. Success.
Well, you know, you can dice it and slice it however you want, but, you know, we didn't win, and it's disappointing. For me, we came out better than we did last night, so we had some objectives, just things didn't go very good for us, really, obviously. Power play didn't go great, didn't help us. We didn't help ourselves in the fact that they scored when they shot, and we didn't. At one point, the shots were 30-17, and we were down 5-1. You know, but that's what you get sometimes, you know. That's why you play a season.
Was the decision block
for Well, just, you know, I mean, he's carried us. He's played real well for us. And just sometimes things don't hit you, you know, and you try to just change it up and maybe try to get a spark. But sparks were something that were few and far between. Hainsey's okay, I think. He's swollen, but he's okay. I think Bogle is okay as well. Yeah, it was health related. Just got banged up last night. So, yeah, nothing really too much. If he should be okay. So it just kind of, we were just monitoring it last night and didn't know if it would come to this, but today it did.
Last night you kind of felt the grades were
Are you asking me if the grades are better tonight? Then, well, it depends on the system that you grade, you know. Like, I'm looking for different things. I mean, for me, the grades were better in the fact that we did some things better. Still, we didn't execute some things, but for me, the will was there. The game was really out of reach, and it was a tough game to be part of, you know. And you know, you don't win. You lose twice to an opponent that we wanted to springboard ourselves, and it turned out we springboarded for them, you know. Still like our team. I still like our team, and we're still at the top of our division, and we're still a team that I believe will make the playoffs, and that's what we're going with. The world is not going to end tomorrow, I don't think.
Were the quality of shots tonight flawed better than they were last night? Won't he just be kind of caught him when he's in the zone right now? Or?
He's played pretty well, and give him credit, you know. I thought that we got some decent shots and some decent activity to net. And he looks like he's got some confidence, you know. Did we help that? You know, I thought he played pretty good.
Some of your players described this as adversity that would be helpful for you down the road. Would you agree with that assessment?
Well, I think adversity shows itself in different ways, you know. Like, I think that it will help us. I think that's just part of it. It's not an easy league to win in, and people are all great one moment and not the next, but for us, we're trying to keep an even keel and a balanced approach here, and we're going to do the same through this, and we're not going to get emotionally hit the floor with depression here. So it's a bump in the road, and it's how we deal with this. We have to focus on Sunday, and we have to put our best foot forward on Sunday and move forward from there, and that's how we'll deal with it, you know. So, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be at the top. And you have to earn your way to the top.
There was a bit of this learning process last year, right? You know, mm-hmm. Fought with the line a little bit, and didn't work out for you. Will that have an effect on your team this year? Is that something they can use to look back on?
Well, that's what we're going to see. We hope that experience and maturity that we talked about last week when things were going good helps us out again, you know. But it's not like we didn't know these things were out there and potentially could happen. You know, that, you know, like, you knew that things like this could happen, and that's why it's a fine line between winning and losing. It's not like we didn't know that, and we've just proved it. And so, you know.
Last one is, if coaching is like parenting, you figure the kids are going to grow out of the phase?
Well, they're not going to grow out of it easily. They'll be taking some stuff with them, you know. But for me, it's best thing that I hope that our players can do is just get away from the hockey and go see a movie and clear your head, because we got a game on Sunday. And I don't think there's any need in beating yourself up over all the stuff that either you're going to read here or whatever, because there's no way away from it. And I think it's important that we clear ourselves up and play for Sunday. That's what we have to do. It's no easy manual fix. Thanks, guys.